And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're getting you ready for Independence Day so you can create some grill envy in your backyard. And we try to do some special recipes this time of year so each of you can maybe wow a fan. I'll tell you a little story about a guy that from work real quick. He for Father's Day, his wife bought him a Kamado grill. Maybe you have all heard of the Big Green Egg, but this is just another brand. I think it actually came from Costco. It's a big red one.
Yep.
And anyway,
China knockoff.
And he came to my office, sat down, and he said, I need to know the tips and techniques. What do you need? And the first thing I did is sent him to the ThermoWorks website to get a digital thermometer, an instant read, and then one that they call a smoke, which is the monitors your smoking chambers.
Now, what he should have done is send him to the Grillin' Guys website. Used our link.
I did.
He went through there. $5.
Right, but it was the ThermoWorks, because that's the number one thing is monitor your temperature and you're good. If you heard the last segment, you heard Mike Saldino talk about the temperatures that he brought meat to. That 50-pound clod of beef that he's bringing up to, you know, 185.
Did your friend buy the smoke?
He bought both of them. Oh. They have a package deal right now that's going on the website. So you need an instant read if you're doing steaks and chickens
MX4
and things.
MX4 and a smoke.
Yep. Yeah, those MX4s are only $69 right now. Mm. They're on. That's a great deal, by the way.
American-made product, buddy,
yep,
right
that's
there.
That's a great deal. But anyway, so I digress. But we got some tasty treats on the grill. Take it away, brother.
Well, I had to throw this one on because it's one Jop turned me on to years ago, and I was scratching my head as he started talking about it. But, you know, Jop loves the showmanship on the grill. So I think part of the thrill of doing grilled romaine is presenting it to your guest and having them look at it and go, what the heck is that?
Right.
And then they taste it and they go, oh my gosh.
Right.
And take it away.
Okay. It's grilled lettuce, guys. That's what it is. If you're a regular listener, we cover this once or twice a year, every year, because it's so cool. But a head of romaine lettuce is long and narrow, and it's really got four sides on it. It's almost square. And so what I'm doing is I'm pulling those out of the package. They're about 8-10 inches long and maybe as big around as a tennis ball,
yep.
Right? So I'm going to rub some Old World Olive Company oil on there, and I use blood orange oil. And I rub it on there, and I got a really hot grill.
Well, but first, depending on the size of that romaine, you're going to either slice it down the middle in half or do it again into quarters.
Well, it's my romaine, and I could do it that way, but I usually do them whole.
Oh, and then you cut it.
Right. I'll cut it at the end and serve it twice. Serve it to two people.
Serve it twice.
No, I want it to stay together. And when I cut it, it falls apart when I'm grilling it.
Even if you leave the core on?
Yeah, I cut it after I plate it.
Oh.
Okay, but anyway, here or there, you could do it either way. But I rub the oil on it, grill it on a hot grill for three sides, about a minute and a half on each side. You want it to get a little bit of a char on it, and you want it to wilt that outer leaf. Right? So then I get to the fourth side, and the fourth side's down. One of the grilled sides is up. I sprinkle blue cheese on there and candied walnuts. And then I close the lid and let that blue cheese melt a little bit on the last side. And then when I take it off, I use the blood orange olive oil on there, and then I use a tangerine balsamic, both of which are from Old World Olive Company.
So you're serving them the whole head then?
Then I'm going to cut it in half and give each one of them a half, because it's quite a bit of lettuce, a whole stack. But then I can sprinkle a little more blue cheese on it, and then I take and I drizzle blue cheese dressing. Do you got to like blue cheese for this? Yes. Could you use other cheese, other dressing? Absolutely.
Parmesan.
Yep. But at the end of the day, this is the sweet and tangy of the tangerine, the candied walnuts, and then the blue cheese dressing. It's an amazing bite.
And the different taste that comes out of that lettuce by just charring it just slightly.
Right.
Yeah. You're not putting much on it.
Right. You don't want it black, but you will. People are the first. Here's what happens. You set grilled lettuce in front of them. They get this scowl on their face like, what is this guy serving me? I say, you know what? Just give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. You know, and then they take their first bite and like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. But it's just a cool combination of flavors. It's not hard to do.
No.
You can wow your guests with something like this, and it's a three-ingredient deal.
Some people will take that head of romaine, and they'll cut it into halves or quarters and put the char mark on the inside.
Yep.
But you got to leave the core on the thing to keep it staying together.
Right, and because it'll fall apart.
Yeah.
And then you lose the entire presentation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
something else you can do, because we're talking about the big celebration weekend, right? And everybody's going to do burgers and dogs. We wanted to give you something a little different, but here's something kids love. They love grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So you can simply make your grilled cheese sandwiches up in advance, put your butter or EVO on the outside, and throw those on the grill to give them some nice grill marks.
Right.
And a little bit of that savory smoke. And that turns a regular grilled cheese into, wow.
Yeah.
But you got to shut the lid on your grill when you do those because you want to melt the cheese. And another thing you can do is you can just take a round of brie and you can throw that on your grill for about a minute and a half on each side, medium heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll char it up a little bit on the outside, flip it over, char it up again. Again, shut your lid and then get a spatula when you lift that thing up because it's now going to be soft.
Right.
And put it right on your plate. And you're serving brie, but it looks like, you know, a grilled treat because it is.
And the cool part about that is the rind holds the brie inside.
Yep.
But by grilling it, the rind becomes much more edible.
Yes.
In my opinion, because now that grilling process crisps it up a little bit.
Takes away the gross look too.
Right. Yeah. And it's just a really cool little tip and technique there to
because it
make
is
brie.
Edible.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's edible. And you throw some grapes and some crackers on a plate and whatever else you like with your brie, other
yep.
fruit. And
jam.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Just wonderful. I made a watermelon salad that I'd like to tell you guys about because everybody gets a watermelon and they're huge, right? And it's way too much watermelon. And you dice it up into edible pieces. And then I got feta cheese and I mixed crumbled feta cheese in with the watermelon. And then I'm growing mint on my deck. You can buy mint in the store, but it's sweet mint that I had. And I took 20, 30 leaves. I mean, this is a bowl, like an 8-inch bowl of mm-hmm. this stuff. Probably had a half a pound of feta in it, the bowl with the watermelon. And then I chopped up the mint, mixed it all in there, and then drizzled some balsamic, just 18-year balsamic mm-hmm. over the top. Again, I'm my palate this time of year is this sweet and tart going together. It's just great for the summer. And that was a wonderful salad. I can't take credit for the recipe. I saw it in my Food Network magazine that came in, but I had a watermelon
yeah.
when the magazine showed up. And I went and bought some feta, and I said, honey, we're going to try this. And once again, she wrinkled up her nose until she ate a bite of it. And then it was like, wow,
something else you
really
can
good.
Do with that watermelon is you can cut it into slices like ham steaks
oh, yeah.
about an inch thick, and you can grill those intact. And if you leave them intact, they flip a little easier, unless it's real big. Then you'll have to quarter them. But you just set them down on the grill, flip it over, set it down on the grill, and then, again, serve it with whatever you want on top. But grapefruit balsamic's very good. Any kind of little flakes of Parmesan or feta or goat cheese. We love goat cheese in our
right.
house.
Again, tangy.
Yep.
Yep.
And it just gives that watermelon a completely different flavor.
Grilling does.
Because the sugars burn it.
Right. The grilling does. It concentrates the flavors. I think watermelon's, what, 90% water?
Strawberries are the same
right.
way.
Yeah. So you grill them down and the flavor just intensifies.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really good job. But anyway, it's those are just a couple things. Other fruit, Lisa came home with some peaches this week that were in the store. I don't know if they're Michigan yet or not, but she had a bag of peaches. And cut those in half, take the pit out, take the cut side down on your grill. Do a 10 and 2 for about a minute or two, and then turn it again. Those juices will caramelize in there, and it's
flavors intensify.
Right, and if you really want to take it over the top, put a little scoop of vanilla ice cream right on top of that. Oh, man. And that is some Pro-yo. Good stuff. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. All right, we're not done. We're just getting started. We got some, looks like a little bit of yard bird and maybe a meatball. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.